brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three. Larry Pratt will be joining us just for a couple segments because I want to get some updates on what's happening with the Second Amendment that is under siege. One of the main focuses we cover here is liberals. That's right. You're against open borders. You're pro-Second Amendment. You're pro-America. You're anti-UN. You are a liberal. You support Bush and the doubling in the size of government and everything. You're a good conservative. And arresting reporters for free speech and everything else. And torturing children, that's now the new conservatism. So I'm not conservative. I am a liberal, if you want to use those false terms. So we'll be talking to fellow ultra-liberal, ultra-commie. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Larry Pratt coming up. Going back to, I think it was John in New York. John, finish up the statement, the thing that Nixon wrote, you said, in some Foreign Affairs CFR article in 69. Go ahead.
It was in 67.
67.
In 67, he said that he would, if he would open up the trade routes to China, and gee, voila, immediately he became president, and that's what he did.
And hasn't it been great, our business with China? We're totally deindustrialized, and the average American is in the greatest debt in U.S. history, and every major indicator is going to pot, but the news says everything's wonderful.
I really appreciate you taking my call, Alex, and I'm grateful for everything you do. Thank you.
No, I'm grateful to you guys and gals out there. Thank you, John. Joe in Wisconsin. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Hey, I got that website for you. I launched it right after you said that the average person can't find Iraqi on a map, but they're most willing to nuke them. And I thought, that is really sickening. So what I wanted to do was start a homeschool-friendly website that people could go find resources and whatever. I can give you the URL.
Sure. Resources on what?
Just anything. There's just general, handy, good-to-know links that I've got a world map, atlases as the first two links. There's NASA website.
Well, I think it's great that you've done that, but at the same time, it's not like that data wasn't available. People don't know about it because they've chosen to just watch television and drool, and the TV programmers have made it as mindless as possible. So, I mean, I commend you for putting information out, but I think what we're at loss for is anti-New World Order information. We need more of that. I mean, I think it's fine to have a thing with a bunch of maps on it, but I don't know if that will suddenly make people go find out where Iraq is. But go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay, well, there's different sections. There's a blue chunk that's news and resources, and, of course, InfoWars is at the top of that. There's gray.
I don't know why. There's better sites, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, there's a red section that has YouTube-exclusive media, and that's got all the different, well, that would be like Colin Powell, nothing like Lacey Peterson or junk like that, but political interest stories. There's an entire chunk of Lou Dobbs on there. I still haven't categorized any of that, but I just tried to find useful, informative links that I thought were as...
Now, that sounds exciting. What's the website?
It's www.cooltoad.com/sites... with an S, / knowledge, with a zero.
You know, I'm not criticizing you, but let me give you a tip. I never understand why people build these great websites and then give it a 14-foot-long URL. I mean, it's really better to have a short, simple name.
Well, it's going to crash. I pretty much know that. And I encourage everybody to make a copy of it. Save as web page, because I know it's going to come crashing down. I'm staring at it right now saying 4 hours worth, and it'll be pinged to death. So, and I'm also getting authors. You know, I'm soliciting any articles, news, whatever.
Okay. Good, man. Appreciate it. Good job. Take care. All right, we'll come back and talk to Larry Pratt and then take a bunch of other calls and cover news.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We must never forget that the first thing the federal government, along with the state and local government, did when Americans were down and out was jam communications, cut police lines, not let the thousands of police and firefighters that flooded into New Orleans come in and help the people. The emergency manager for 4 days followed orders to let his mother drown to death in a nursing home and die. That's the mind control they've got over these police. And they sent in the National Guard, the military, led by the FBI, into the high and dry, even wealthy areas. My point is, you know, when the wealthy aren't even safe, we're really in trouble. And they admit on ABC News and CBS and NBC that they went in and confiscated their guns because the citizens can't have guns. And Bush, according to Larry Pratt, of course, Bob Barr on this show, NRA board member, told us a few months ago, we have the headline up on PrisonPlanet.com, that Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton in his actual actions, using regulatory agencies to do it. The BATF has been raiding innocent people at record levels with massive increases in funding. A reign of terror is upon us. Meanwhile, Bush gave a speech during the election year of 2004 that he was pro-Second Amendment. He said, I'm to keep and bear arms within the law. They claim the laws they pass can supersede the Bill of Rights, which they cannot. So this is all going on. So to give us an update on the troops being put back into New Orleans with shoot-to-kill orders if anybody resists, and on what's happening with the Second Amendment all over the United States right now, and any good news as well, is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America for the next two segments. And we'll go back to your calls and news for those of you that are patiently holding. Larry Pratt, thanks for joining us, sir.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me with you. I always enjoy it.
Always great to have you on, even though it's painful to talk about this issue. If we don't defend the Second Amendment, it's going to evaporate. Can you recap what happened in New Orleans? Because some people are still in denial that I know. And then where that case is right now. And then give us your take on the troops being back there on the ground now. And then give us kind of a rundown on the other things we face.
The situation occurred exactly as you described it. And if there really are people that that haven't had a chance to see it or even heard about it, gunowners.org is our website, and it's got a section called New Orleans Gun Confiscation. And in the little basket of items that are there, there's a couple of TV news videos that we've put there, and you can watch it happen. And well, as at the time, it was real time. It was these things. This was not a reenactment. These guys actually went and took guns from little old ladies that were obviously threatening the public safety and wealthy homeowners. They were obviously well-known risk to the security of the area as well. And in fact, the homeowner, the wealthy homeowner, was speculating to the news camera that maybe they resented the fact that we had better guns than they did.
And it's exactly, but it's worse than that. With a little old lady, high and dry, plenty of food, with her cats.
Yes.
And on the full video, she starts crying about her animals are going to die, which of course they probably did. And she's sitting there. They ask her to get her gun out. So she gets out the old .32. We later learned that it had belonged to her late husband. She's holding it sideways, not pointing it at him. She goes, "Here it is, and it's mine." And the cops tackle her. So they ask you to pull the gun out, then they tackle you. So not only taking guns, but tackling old women.
And as I listened to it one of the repeated times I was watching, it's actually very distinct. It's just that there's so many shocking things that they don't all register at the same time. But one of these three big guys is saying, "This is for your own good."
Oh, it's always for our own good, you know. Like a hole in the head.
Exactly right. I wish we had the footage of it, but I subsequently read of some other Mounties that went to a guy that had been protecting his, I think it was a convenience store, and with arms, of course, and he was disarmed by the authorities who knew better, and within hours, the guy's store was looted.
Well, that's, yeah, because the criminals hide their guns and hide out, and of course, it's all, I mean, we know this was a laboratory test. We know this was done by design. Then they claimed they were going to quit it, but we know that they're actually still going around trying it now, and they put troops back on the streets there again.
Well, when the lawsuit was brought, the rulings actually were in favor of the plaintiff, saying, "Give me my gun back." They denied for a long time that they had the guns, thus showing that the government is obviously more trustworthy than the rest of us. When they finally confessed that they did have the guns, they said, "Well, people are going to have to prove that it's their gun." Well, isn't that an interesting little trick? They didn't give any receipts when they stole the guns in the first place, and so now people who might have, like this woman, she had her husband's gun. Well, obviously didn't get a receipt from her husband the moment he died, you know, saying, "I hereby bequeath this gun." So there are a lot of people in that fix that just didn't have any way.
Well, it shows that possession is nine-tenths of the law. It's your gun, and they come take it from you, no receipt. And, of course, they don't even know. They just throw them in the backs of cars.
Exactly.
And you never get your guns back, folks. And I read that they confiscated like $10,000, $15,000 carved shotguns, and you know they're keeping them for themselves.
Well, those are, I mean, but come on, Alex, we know those are guns that are used in crime all the time. Criminals use $15,000 guns. Gee whiz. You know, these guys are just, what do they think that we would believe anyway? It's just amazing. Just amazing.
So well, where is that all right now? Because I'm told, and I read in the news, they're back, quote, you know, doing weapons sweeps with the National Guard in New Orleans.
They better keep their hands off, because the state has now passed a law meaning that anybody that grabs a gun the way they did after the hurricane, they're going to have themselves a criminal suit brought against them, and they would also be able to be sued, which is probably more effective than a criminal suit anyway.
But I mean, going back, what is the, I mean, we know they went in there with the intent, they couldn't wait to get our guns, led by those army trucks with FBI SWAT guys in the back commanding everyone. I mean, did the government think we were stupid and we would just accept this precedent?
Well, they, I guess, were a little bit caught unawares by the TV cameras, and amazingly, even though only one was national, and it certainly wasn't made into a continuing story by ABC, the fact is the Internet scores another one, and we were able to, we didn't see any one of these as they were broadcast, but because people had been sending them around on the Internet, we were able to get it and put it up there on our website. So that seems to me to be the downfall of what they're doing, that people
can see. In fact, the ABC was acting like it was a good thing while it was happening.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, atta boy, way to go, New Orleans. Actually, it was I think the ones that were filmed were California Highway Patrol and possibly Oklahoma National Guard. But in any case, it was a mixture of people. And we know that the U.S. Marshals were involved because the Washington Post reported on them, and they're not about ready to do anything to them either. So,
you know what? We played this again yesterday. We hadn't played it in months, but it's important to play it. Scott, can you find that and play that little two-minute clip again?
It's a real shocker. And I think, you know, when Representative Steve Scalise in Louisiana brought this up first at the end of last year when he couldn't get an actual law enacted because it was a special session, but he got a resolution enacted. And initially there were some people that were saying, well, yeah, but we don't want to tie the hands of the police. Well, if they're acting illegally, we do, of course.
Yeah, that was actually, in fact, they tried to pass similar laws in Oklahoma, and one of their state reps said that this is good. We need to have the police be able to take the guns.
Happily, he was voted down on that, but you're right. That was exactly the reaction of these people. Well, when Scalise showed these videos on, I don't know whether he had a laptop or something, but he popped it up and went to our website and showed those videos. There were guys in the Louisiana legislature that hadn't even heard of this. So, sure, I would not be surprised that you've got listeners that haven't, because how would they have heard?
Let's go ahead and roll the audio of the ABC piece. Here it is.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, come home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Okay.
Chris Montgomery.
So, now notice the spin. They go, we weren't using force. Now, they put guns to your head, put you in handcuffs, and take your guns. That's like ramming tanks into Waco saying this is not an assault. So that whole piece, Larry Pratt, is riddled with propaganda.
Oh, absolutely. And perhaps the saddest thing is that guardsman, a volunteer, saying that, well, you never expect to do this in your own country. But he was willing to do it. And that is the sad and rather frightening thing.
Well, the troops ought to ask themselves why that's half their training now is confiscating guns.
They certainly put it to use in New Orleans, didn't they?
Absolutely. Larry Pratt, give us a legislative update, if you will, when we get back.
You bet.
On the other side of this quick break, and tell us some of the things we're facing. And any good news, we'll get into that, too, on the other side. Gunowners.org is the website. My websites are JonesReport.com Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check them out today.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking, thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Larry Pratt is our guest. Coming up in the next segment, we'll get into your calls and other news. I don't want to keep him too long. I just wanted to get an update on what's happening. Legislatively at the state and federal level, what are we facing, Larry?
Well, the state level continues to be the place where some progress has been made. We've had, ratification or enactment of what had been the common law doctrine in this country since forever. That you could defend yourself with lethal force if you're under attack. And many state legislatures are taking that principle beyond someone's home, their so-called castle, and protecting their right to do that out on the street as well. And what it does is very important, because in the past, a malicious prosecutor can take somebody and make him prove that he was acting in self-defense. And when you have the burden of proof is on you, the cost and like cost goes up, and the likelihood of conviction goes up as well. Well, that burden goes back on the state. There's just a lot of prosecutions that aren't going to be made, because if they have to prove you were not acting in self-defense, there you go in with a presumption that you didn't have before, and it makes a huge difference even how they can color it.
Sure. What about Vermont-style concealed carry? I mean, that is the Second Amendment. Why don't we get that in the state level everywhere, and then it'll be really hard for the police to twist that or the prosecutors into, you know, into prosecutions against gun owners.
That's right. No database to have at their disposal as well. Alaska has done that, and if you were to fly to Alaska today, you could open your suitcase when you get out in, say, the parking lot, and put it in your purse or your pocket, and you're legal.
By the way, most people don't know you're allowed to fly guns. You just got to check them.
You got to check them, but all they do at this point is put a little orange tag inside the gun case, which is inside your locked hard shell suitcase, and I just described really what all is involved, and that's it. If you take ammunition and it's in factory box or something like that, you're fine as well. So it's and I must say, I found that initially it was a pain, and there were times when I had to show them their own regs, but now they've become kind of ho-hum about it, and of course, and it's no big deal, at least at this point.
That's right. To make the gun culture, which is the bedrock of American culture, survive, we've got to exercise the First Amendment. Possession is nine-tenths of the law. We need to possess the land. We need to possess the guns. We need to force the bureaucrats to understand it is our right.
Exactly. And they finally gotten to the point where they don't wet their pants when somebody says, I have a gun to declare in my bag. And you probably ought to say in my bag, because if you at all look like a cop, they're going to bring the wrong forms, assuming that you're going to be the privileged one that can take it on board instead of sending it in checked luggage. So, but anyway, that's one part of what's been going on. At the federal level, we've got this UN conference going on as you and I speak. They're going to continue it through our July 4th celebration. Good old UN and their regard for America. And there was a statement that was made, and unhappily, you can see the handwriting on the wall. I'm willing to bet that unless we make life about like it was for Bush under, say, the Dubai port deal, or the Helen, I just forgot her name, that liberal that he wanted to appoint as a judge, his personal aide,
yeah.
Myers. The response to that skunked it. Well, something similar, I think, is going to be needed to get John Bolton renominated, because they're fixing to drop him. And you can see a statement was made today by the State Department, and it sounds, if you don't read carefully, it sounds okay, reaffirming the Second Amendment. It's a guy by the name of.
Well, let's be specific. I'm going to hold you over a little bit in the next segment.
Sure.
to finish up. The UN back in 2000 had a meeting in New York and said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state.
And they tried to get a treaty the next year, which Bolton blew up in their face. And so now they're back at it again.
Now, I mean, Bolton's bad on the war and stuff, but you're right. He has been good on the Second Amendment at the State Department.
He absolutely is the skunk at that garden party on the Second Amendment. And we've got some pretty good information that Bush is pretty determined not to reappoint him, because, as you know, he's an interim appointment to Congress.
And so it looks like the UN treaty could go through?
In some fashion. Yeah,
oh, that's
and
huge.
When we come
that's
back,
huge.
Let me read you some of the language.
Yeah, yeah, give us those details on the other side. Then we'll,
yeah.
Then we'll get to your calls, folks. I know you're holding 1-800-259-9231, but this is so important. Yes, the UN openly says they want to confiscate all of your guns, okay? That's their official policy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Charles, Cliff, Ray, Steve, Tom, others will get to your calls. Finishing up with Larry Pratt of gunowners.org. We're talking about the United Nations and attempts to sign international treaties, which they then claim that we're under. If you don't think these have a bearing on us, even though they're unconstitutional, you know, we have WTO treaties with this private group, and then it has more power over our trade than Congress does now. So Congress has been ceding or handing over its authority for decades. And so where is this UN Small Arms Agreement treaty, or is that even the treaty you're talking about?
This is the accord, agreement, treaty, whatever they finally might call it. They'll still say it's international law and it's supposed to apply to us, so it's dangerous no matter what it's called. But this is from a statement of Robert Joseph, the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, 2 days ago up at the UN. And notice they don't have Bolton making statements on this. So I think that's a sign, in addition to the information that I've gotten, that they're going to try to force him out. But they're willing to go along with, this is quoting, aggressive steps to implement the recently concluded agreement on the marking and tracing of weapons. Well, you know, we have serial numbers on our guns precisely so we can have gun registration in this country. We've had it for quite some time. effective controls on weapons transfers, both import and export. That means it'd be even harder to import firearms that a lot of Americans have bought from abroad, as well as robust end-user certification, strengthening controls over international brokers. Here's my favorite, destruction of government-declared surplus and illicit weapons. Come on. There are people in the world that need guns to defend themselves against governments, and here we're supporting the destruction of guns. You've got Americans that would buy those guns in this country.
Well, Larry Pratt, looking at this, we have Bush using the regulators because he can't pass laws. He tried to get the assault weapons ban passed. People tell me I made that up even when he lobbied for it.
Oh, yes, he did.
I've been at gun shops and they've gotten in my face. I mean, this is how delusional people are. And so we've got Bush attacking through the regulations. Then we've got, the Democrats love it. And then we've got them internationally trying it. Since you were trying to jump in there, go back. Did Bush lobby for the assault weapons ban?
He said he would sign the bill, and that was a public statement. And if he's willing to say that publicly, if you don't think he was lobbying behind the scenes, I want to tell you about this really wonderful bridge that you can buy cheap up in New York.
Well, during confirmation, it was some type of plus that Gonzalez, the media said that Gonzalez said he wants to go further than the assault weapons ban. I mean, he's a strong believer in gun control.
When Gonzalez was testifying at his confirmation hearing, he said that's where he is. He was for banning the semi-automatics that he calls assault weapons, and that he did support gun control. He thinks it would make his brother, who's a police officer,
SWAT
feel
team.
Better.
I mean, I've got a question for you. What would you do, say, if you were in McBride's Guns here in Austin, like I was, and I probably talked to 8 different employees, about 5 of them were fans and aware, and a manager had to come over and explain to the guy he was wrong, but 2 guys behind the counter go, Alex, we're tired of you saying Bush is anti-gun and for the assault is bad. That's a lie. And I didn't even argue. I just said, hey, man, he did. And the manager comes over and goes, no, Alex is right. I mean, what's wrong with those 2 guys?
Well, for one thing, if their sources of information are not adequate, if they're not listening to your show, if they're not paying attention, if they're not on the Gun Owners of America website at gunowners.org, you know, there were gun groups today that were celebrating what was said by this Mr. Joseph, the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, because he did take a curtsy toward our Constitution and how he was going to protect his uphold his oath of office.
Yeah, just let us have this treaty. Trust us. Let us have a gun law, but trust us, we won't enforce it.
And then, yeah, because then he goes on to say, but these are the gun control measures that we support. Now, since these things have been shown so many times to not have worked in our country, not to mention that they're unconstitutional, and yet here we have a State Department spokesman, a pretty big wig, actually, up there saying that they're going to support all these kinds of gun control measures that don't work domestically, but somehow they're going to work internationally? I don't think so.
And you've got an alert out on this right now at the gun owner's website.
We've got a prior one on a Vitter bill that would cut off their funding if they are not behaving correctly. In other words, if they have another one of these conferences after this bill becomes law, they lose their money from the United States, which would be, and it's neat the way he set it up. No money is the normal default position if the law is in effect. The president actually has to declare that the UN has been gun-friendly. And, if he lies about it, well, okay, then it'll be a lot easier to communicate to the guys at the gun store that, see?
It's amazing. Larry Pratt, give us that toll-free number for folks that want to call and join.
If they can't go to gunowners.org, they can call us at 888-88-6-GUNS or 888-886-GUNS.
Larry Pratt, keep defending our Second Amendment. God bless you, my friend.
You too, Alex. Thank you very much.
I'll see you. Bye. All right. Your calls are coming up in a few final news items, but shifting gears, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. I don't know what to say, what to do. I believe passionately in Made in America products. I believe passionately in Made in America products that also sponsor this broadcast and our international shortwave global outreach. So you get a high-quality item, Made in America, at wholesale prices that also supports freedom. The water is totally full of poison. Go to the EPA's own website. Thousands of chemicals and biologicals that are quoted allowable levels. Not safe. It's called allowable. The water tastes like gasoline in most areas of this country. I don't know how you if you drink it. When you put it on ice, it's a little bit better, but it's still horrible. Drink Berkey water for a few months, then try to drink your tap water. It'll blow you away. I don't care if you're even on a well. Most of those have been contaminated. This is the tried and trusted, made in America, Big Berkey. Debbie, I want people to call you, and I want them to at least get a free catalog or at least get a sports bottle. I mean, now is the time to take action, Debbie.
Yes, it is. It's truly important at this time for us to really take into consideration, you know, how we're going to get our drinking water, especially, you know, with the different seasons of the weather coming along that's going to be happening, as well as, you know, in the southern states, we have a lot of droughts going on, and the contaminant levels in the lakes that we're getting our water from is quite a bit higher because of the evaporation of the water and not being replaced. And I had a customer call me today who's on the East Coast, and she's in a flood area, and they just, you know, were told that they need to boil their water. So, you know, it could be anywhere in the country that you need to take control of your own drinking water.
And then a lot of people are in the habit of buying bottled water. Bottled water, just type it in, bottled water kills, or type in bottled water full of poison.
Right.
All the time, because they take water, a lot of times it isn't clean to begin with, and it sits there for sometimes 6 months, or just a few weeks bacteria grow, then you're drinking a bacteria cocktail.
Right, and also, the you know, people get water delivered and then they never use it, and they store it in their garage or on their front porch. I mean, you know, you have these big, you know, 20-gallon Ozarka bottles on your front porch, and they're getting cooked in the heat, and, you know, the plasticoids are getting in there, and then you're drinking it. And really, it's crazy when you could just, not only is the Berkey water good, it is so cost-effective. Why have water delivered when you can make it yourself and
how many gallons,
no effort?
How many gallons is the $199 unit?
6,000 gallons.
So it does 6,000 gallons. And then an average bottle of water is like a dollar for a 12-ouncer, $1.69 for a 18-ouncer, or whatever they are, the big bottles. So how much money are we talking about saving here?
Oh, my gosh, you'd be saving thousands of dollars. If you just take 6,000 gallons of water and divide that by, you know, a dollar a gallon even, you know, you're looking at, you know, $600 as opposed to $199. I mean, it's just ridiculous to be spending that kind of money on bottled water when you can make it yourself.
Well, exactly, and this is the tried and true, trusted system.
Actually, at a dollar a bottle, it's 6,000 gallons, not 600.
Yeah.
It's,
well, I mean,
crazy.
And we're talking about 12-ounce bottles here that are a dollar. So it's not a gallon a bottle either. It's time to call, Debbie. They got a bunch of different specials going right now. Go to BerkeyWater.com and look at them. You get free gifts with the order of a water filter. And some of the bigger filters, you get two free gifts with it. Great videos, great materials, other sports bottle water filters for survival. There is so much there. BerkeyWater.com, or go to InfoWars.com, and we all have the same stuff on our shopping cart. Just list there in the comment section what free gift you want. We have a list of those right there. Or give Debbie a call today. Don't wait. 1-888. Debbie, give them the number. It's 888-803-4438. Give them that number.
It's 1-888-803-4438. And please leave really good contact numbers if you get the machine so I can call you back. And I will be working tomorrow to call people back. So if you leave a message, I will be calling you back.
Yeah, because there's just you and maximum two other assistants there, and sometimes
right.
You get overwhelmed. Again, this is a big national manufacturer and distributor of the British Berkeys, if you want those. Debbie just deals for Jim Shepherd now, since, I guess, how long have you been working for Jim?
I've been working since 1999.
So for six-plus years, she just handles the radio interviews and really gives you special personal attention. So if the phone's busy, call back, or if you call, leave a message, or just go to BerkeyWater.com. She takes those orders off every day, and they ship it out to you, UPS. That's 888-803-4438. Debbie, talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
Thank you. Folks, seriously, you need to stop procrastinating. You need to call right now. 888-803-4438, and tell them Alex Jones sends you to take advantage of that. All right, let's go to the calls. Charles, you've been holding. You're a real trooper.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Charles in Louisiana.
They got a mandatory evacuation I've seen on the news, and I think it's Pennsylvania. Are they confiscating guns up there, too, where all the flooding's at?
I'm sure they will, yes. That's what their one big desire is, to get our guns so we can be real slaves.
Yeah, but I wanted to say about Mr. Pratt, he wasn't down in New Orleans to see it. I've seen it. I was there with the firemen down here from Livingston Parish.
Well, give us an eyewitness report, Charles.
Well, I reported it to you. They would, look, when the news was there, they was harsh. They would tell people, turn around. Oh, don't turn around. I'll blow your brains out. I want your guns. If I catch you with a gun, you're going to jail. You're going down. You know, oh, man, you should have seen. They were just like they was on speed or something. They were just hyped up and crazy.
Well, they love it. It's killing America. Feels good to scum. They've always wanted to be total bosses.
And let me say this.
They've always known that we're not their slaves, and it's time for slavery.
And let me say this. A friend of mine's got buses. We was bringing them out of New Orleans. They did not go into the lower Ninth Ward to confiscate. They confiscated on Esplanade, St. Charles Street, you know, some parts of...
Well, they know where they know that the wealthy and middle-class schmucks will roll over. They don't try that on the poor people.
Yeah,
no.
They would have been in a lot of trouble because they ran... Do you know they ran a policeman off a shed on a gunfight with some police? The Ninth Ward ran them off a roof. You understand? You know, I mean, they would just pick on the weak like that old woman. That old woman was 50-something years old. They wrestled her down to the ground. You know, she had a gun in her pocket, and she showed them the gun, and they wrestled her and took her to jail. 53 years. Ain't they proud? Ain't they beautiful? Ain't they strong? They strong little fellas with 20-1. 20-1 with their M16 screaming at women. Let me see. You want some water? Let me see your bust line. Let me see your breasts. We got a wonderful military. They're so sweet. And when they go with the police, it makes them so much stronger.
So you witnessed them, and there were mainstream reports that they were making women do things for food.
I remember I was reporting to you every day, coming back and forth every day. Don't you remember?
Yes. What were they making the women do?
Well, not all of them. You know, if they'd be on a porch and they'd be passing a boat and they had some water down there, they didn't have much water. They would say, show me something, baby, and she opened the blouse up and they'd throw, you know, a little jug of water, you know what I'm talking about, one of them little...
How could you act like that when people are in trouble?
Well, I mean, that's what, look what happened at Dome Stadium. They would put all the people in there, Mr. Jones. And listen, then when they come out and ask for water, they would put the dogs on them. The guy was on the news, they would say, you want some water, and put one of them police dogs on them. It was on the news. I'm not lying.
I know for 2 days the troops stood in front of food and water, and then the people would rush it, and they go, look, things are out of control. We need martial law power.
We brought a boat and filled it up full of water. I went back the next morning, the water was still there. Helicopters are going out there, so why don't you drop the water off to the people? Oh, we got to have orders on that. Then Walmart sent water here. They turned them back. I mean, Harry Lee was there. He was fighting to keep Tina out of there, blowing the communication lines down. Let me tell you something. It was planned. It was planned for chaos.
I know.
And then when, listen to this. When they got ready to take them out after 3 days, they told them, we're not going to tell you where we're taking you. And they had a ride right there at the Dome Stadium. They don't tell you nothing about that.
It was a martial law takeover laboratory drill, and everything you said is on the record.
I swear to you. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's people shot that they have a special morgue, and this was told by me, by the people who work at the hospital. All the people's missing, and they're letting the bodies deteriorate because they don't want people to know to be shot. There was people shot. Don't, and I swear to you, Mr. Jones, I have never lied to you.
Charles, everything you said other than that has been in the mainstream news, so I believe that, too. Charles,
yes.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Cliff, where are you calling us from? Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, how you doing there, Preacher Jonesy? I heard the governor call you Jonesy.
Isn't that funny?
Anyhow, I've got the CD Terror Storm on the way, and I'm going to set up to burn off 1,000 copies of it.
Good.
And I've already contacted the mayor here to get an appointment. I showed him the deal and informed him that it'll be appearing that hour and 48 minutes on C-SPAN whenever schedule comes up. And I've notified quite a few of them already, all the AM, FM stations here. and told them what's going on and about the C-SPAN thing.
Good.
And I'm trying what I can do, and I just heard Charles talking, and believe you me, that happened, because something similar happened to me in another state. That's why I'm in another state right now. I mean, they tried to take me down, and I filed that deal, and remember the petition to repeal and rescind the Patriot Act?
Yes.
In a town in another state, and a half hour later when I left the city hall, I was stopped by a...
Oh, yeah, that was Arizona. That was in the news.
Oh, I'm telling you. And I was stopped, and happened to be the FBI and an off-duty retired police officer that held me and another of my friends.
Oh, that's terrorism to try to get laws passed and be involved with your government.
That's exactly right, and I also ended up in jail, and they just automatically turned me loose, opened the door the next morning, and I'm about 30 miles from where I live, you know, and stuff like that. And they caused me to lose my house twice. I lost it once, got it back, and then they stole some more stuff, and...
But they're not criminal. They're good.
No.
They're good.
Yeah, these neocons, and also something, too. I informed the mayor.
We're out of time. We got to jump.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Broadcast today. Let's finish up with some more phone calls. Ray and Tejas in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex, for having me.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, from a young age, I always knew that there were things wrong, and I only got into your show probably about a year ago. I've been listening to a lot of things you say, and it's hard for me to think of what to do to be active and like to make a difference. And tell me if I'm right. I think probably the best thing for me to do is to avoid doing business with big corporations like the ones who can get airtime on national television. To me, maybe I'm right or wrong here, but they seem like that's the sensory organs of the New World Order, the people you do business with and the corporations who take your information and harvest it and do all the things they do.
Well, yeah, you certainly don't want to buy from Walmart. And we need to get out of this whole commercial thing of buying all this globalist trinkets and junk. You need to support alternative media outlets. You need to build your own website or start your own newsletter or go get your own Sunday night radio talk show or just go join an organization that you support and give them support, whether it's the Second Amendment or land rights or border control group. I mean, it's just all of us, millions of us together doing little things every day can have a great effect. But the biggest thing is waking up fellow Americans. That's the key.
I understand.
The globalists can't do what they're doing, Ray, unless we step aside and let them do it.
I got you. I appreciate it. Thanks again for all the hard work.
No. Listen, I'm just doing my job. I appreciate it. I thank all of you for the support and the things you do and spreading the word. I hope everybody will go to InfoWars.com right now and get Charlie Sheen's great speech or get some of the other clips we're putting up for free from the big 9/11 meeting that we had in L.A. this weekend. Go get the article about the Bilderberg Group having people arrested and threatening to dismember them. I mean, we have sworn statements, people, you know, on record saying this happened. And it fits with the MO of what we've seen in the past. Get my new film, Terror Storm. Make copies of it. DVDs are now available at InfoWars.com. Get your DVD now at InfoWars.com. My new long-awaited film, almost 11 months in the making, Terror Storm, is now here. You need to get it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and start downloading and burning copies to disk and giving it to people. It is up to you to take action, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you've been taking action. That's why so many people are waking up. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Missouri. Steve, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, I just got a couple questions for you. How do we eradicate the Bilderbergs, number one? Number two is how do we impeach these buffoons?
Okay. Is that the questions?
Yeah, those two of them.
Well, I mean,
I've got a few more, but those are the
sure,
two that I've
I mean,
got right now.
I mean, we can't get on air and say we physically want to wipe these people out. And
No. I don't mean.
Well,
like
let me
that.
Just let me just comment. We're low on time here. We need to wipe out their programs of control, their American Union, their Federal Reserve. We need to educate the people about how criminal it is. Take back our government and remove it, and then criminally prosecute these unsavory criminals. So
yeah, how do we do this as a people, though?
Well, again, the general public is still not informed, though we're making progress. It's
right,
ongoing.
You are. I'm a carpenter here in Kansas City. We've got guys that work with me that have been just knocking me in the head about listening to you every day. They're tired of hearing you. And then the other day when those guys got busted down there in Miami, these guys are the same race, and they really went off. Their whole mind changed. Everything's changing. They started seeing things for what they really are.
Good.
And eyes are open. I'm a poor man in Kansas City. I'm not going to lie. I got four babies I'm trying to raise. I stayed off today just to get my phone with you, just to say what I'm saying to you now.
Well, sir, you are a rich man. You got four children. You're doing great, sir. You know the truth. You're more wealthy than David Rockefeller. Pardon me?
The good Lord is with us all.
Absolutely.
He is with us all.
Good. Listen, I'm out of time. I appreciate you calling in today. God bless you, my friend.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.